Yes, it's nice.
All right, I've started the recording. All right. I'm assuming most of us know the drill, but we might as well move through it on relaxation. So we know the breathing part, but we'll cover it again, and that is to begin breathing evenly and deeply, but not so much that it's an effort, through the nose. I'm placing in front of everybody a cloud of mist. This time there's a lot of green to it, green, and it gets sort of blue towards its center, right in front of your face, and so you are going, you may, you don't have to, you may breathe from it if you want. Part of the breathing is to channel that energy where it meets a sort of junction at the back of the throat, where you can channel the energy up into the cranium. You can also begin that process through visualization and then simply put it on autopilot and it will continue. It's going to increase relaxation in doing it, and it's also this time going to have an effect on integrating the subtle bodies. They are going to connect and settle in a little bit more. Tonight is an important night, energetically speaking. Huge codes are going to come through for many. Let's begin with the forehead and relax it completely. And the eyes. And the jaw. And the throat. Now with your next exhale, or the one after, as you exhale, allow yourself to deflate. And just deflate completely while relaxing your chest. While deflated, hold that for a count of 5 or 6. And then begin breathing normally again. This time we're going to go back up to your eyes for a moment. And what we're going to do is pretend as though you've got something directly in front of your vision that is going upwards so that you follow it all the way to the limit as far as you can look up, and then follow it back downwards to as far as you can look downwards. And keep doing that up all the way to the top and down all the way to the bottom. This time as you look up, cross your eyes and look at your own third eye. And then close your eyes again. Now visualize your flower. Make sure we have it. And let's repair to the dock where our pyramid awaits. Go ahead and visualize yourself into your private pyramid, which is situated somewhere in this pyramid made of our pyramids. Visualize this as completely as if you were sitting in lotus or lying down or whatever you prefer inside that pyramid, and can actually see its walls and let its symbols resolve, let the lighting resolve in your visualization, let whatever you're sitting or lying on resolve in your visualization. And now let's go ahead and put the translucent sphere around our pyramid, and we'll start our motion, our non-moving motion, where essentially all of creation, especially on this very high astral level, we're not on any true astral level, reconfigures itself in frames to simulate motion. We're absolutely stationary, essentially going through step by step as configurations constantly change to bring the mist that surrounds this temple and our sphere closer together. Now, I'm sure many of you are sensing that we're on the thin perimeters of the mist and moving into it. This mist is, of course, highly charged. I guess you could say that on what probably is a high fifth density level, it's ionic, because that's how we're experiencing this. Maybe even higher. And now we'll wait until we have the go-ahead to draw nearer. And now we're moving, quote unquote, slowly through the mist. It's, as I say, it is much like the mist is simply moving around us, simulating motion. You can feel the way it touches and charges as it goes by. Staying empty and free of thought, but for your immediate environment for visualization. We're descending out of the mist and settling upon a brilliant blue body of water. Let's go ahead and disembark. And I think for a moment I would like to just stand on this landing and look around, because I am seeing things I haven't seen before. And I don't see a necessity to go as a group. I think we know the drill. When you're ready, just start up the flight of stairs. Remember to leave your flower on whichever of the 13 steps you're called to do. In my visualization, I see a sort of outer enclosure with columns no ceiling, endlessness, top and bottom and in all directions, and a circle around a great fire lane for us. The circle does have cushions of the damask variety, and I myself am now sitting and will simply wait for everybody else to arrive. And now I will mute myself to immerse deeper into this experience. And I think we're looking at 10 or 12 minutes or so. One instruction I'm receiving is be so completely empty that you would be like looking at a perfectly clear diamond in water. One way or another, there is information and codes and energies here for you. And it could come in by way of visualization, by way of feeling, by whatever way is peculiar to you. And so maintaining that even and deep breathing, let's go ahead and commune in this as immersively as we possibly can. Molly?
Yes.
I've unmuted you. I sense that the lady has a message for the group. Am I right in that?
The message that I had was sensory, one of absolute, exquisite, elegant compassion for our 3D existence, to know that we are absolutely 100% whole and perfect, and to carry that like a precious jewel of knowledge.
Like the blue pearl.
Like the blue pearl, that's right.
Right.
Yes.
And so it has that preciousness no matter what level you're on, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you are, et cetera, et cetera. It's infinitely precious. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody.
What a trip.
You go ahead and just put your attention on your alchemy concoction, and through you I'm going to send some codes into it, or your water, and here it comes now. And feel free to drink that anytime. It ought to be pretty sweet and floral, I would think. There is so much to be said about what's going on. That was a mighty powerful experience for me.
Yeah. Jason, may I add something?
Sure.
And the message of this precious jewel, this pearl, is that it's an essence that we are, and the connection that we have to each other through the alchemy, through each other, and that this can be thought of as a sphere that we are with, that we are inside of as we go through our daily lives and in the dream world, to know that we are surrounded by this pearlescent, blue pearlescent sphere, and that it's an essence that we are given through the White Fountain, through the beings of the White Fountain Temple, through us, through ourselves, but for us to carry into this 3D world as an essence that will, it affects everywhere we go.
Right. And let me ask this. Does that figurative sphere also absolutely nullify everything that comes into it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a reality scrubber.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's a neutralizer. And it's like that image that Jason gave us of that clear crystal underwater. It's like that. It's like being clear. The field is clear.
It's a lot like, if you can imagine being inside this sphere and you're in a raging river and you and the sphere don't even know the river's there.
And yet the river's going through you in a sense, but you're so clear.
Right.
Or you're in a car wash and you're sitting in your car as the water pours over the windshield and you're looking at the scrubbers come over top.
Sure, why not that? At the car wash.
And so are we supposed to be drinking our water? Jason, did you say to drink?
Do you want
okay,
to
sorry.
Drink up? And,
sorry, go ahead.
We are really finished, but if you like where you are and you want to stay and all that, go ahead and stay. When you're
very
finished,
lovely.
When you're finished, the energy that you're occupying there will just dissolve anyway. But be mindful of that because you don't want to leave any trace of your presence in that temple.
And where leave any trace where?
In that temple.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you dissolve yourself, just be mindful that's exactly what you're doing.
I don't get it.
You are a thought form in a temple right now, and if you are not mindful about how completely you remove yourself, then some of you stays there.
So how do we remove ourselves completely then? Jason?
You just know that you are completely dissolving yourself when you're finished.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
And I'm going to go ahead and leave the phone line open, too, since there's a flow going on there as well. So I'll just leave that open until, you know, I don't know, later.
Hey, Jason, what happens if you leave a little bit of yourself there?
Good question.
Well, something will go clean it up, but that's the whole thing about responsibility is that all of creation wants everybody to be more responsible on all levels.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
we should leave everything pristine.
Okay. So just basically see ourselves disconnecting, really, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I got a guidance. I was going to disconnect, and I got guidance, not yet. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but.
Well, one thing you can visualize certainly is that you dissolve there and then resolve, so to speak, back at our own platform that we left from.
You know, Star Trek stuff. Dematerialize, rematerialize, little flickering lights that fade in and out. Just do that.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Grab my rose and run.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute myself. So thank you so much, and big love to everyone.
Thanks, Jason. Thank you, everyone.
Much love to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Much love.
Bye.
Gotcha. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Sleep tight.